The Turkish army has once again shelled positions of US-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The attack came hours after Turkish army forces stationed near Tel Abyad targeted positions in the Syrian town of Kobani, which is a Kurdish stronghold. Ankara considers the Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, an extension of the PKK, which is designated a terrorist organization by Turkey. Turkey says it has no plans to wage a war against the YPG, but that its forces would be ready to respond to any hostile move from across the border.
Turkey is now angry from the US continuous support to the Kurds and is trying to stop it in any way because it considers the PYD as PKK's armed wing in Syria. The US considers PKK a terrorist group, however, supports its armed wing in Syria and its fight against Daesh. Kurds and Americans are planning to establish an autonomous Kurdish state in northern Syria, a thing that threatens Turkey's national security.
Kurdish forces say Turkey's operations have intensified ever since a visit by representatives of the so-called US-led coalition to Ain al-Isa district in Raqqa province. However, some believe that the cross-border artillery fire is in preparation of a bigger offensive, since Turkey wants to drive the YPG back from its borders.
Turkish officials have declared many times that the Euphrates Shield operation did not end. All those attacks are in preparation for a bigger operation that will take place soon and will include Manbij, Afrin, as well as Idlib. Tel Abyad is very important for Turkey because it is at the borders, and any Kurdish presence there will be considered a threat to Turkey.
On Saturday, there were reports that Ankara had sent military reinforcements to its southern border with Syria, dispatching artillery and tanks to Kilis province across the border from the Kurdish-controlled Syrian region of Afrin. Turkey has also locked horns with the United States, which supports the Kurds. It has been pressing Washington to stop its armed support for the Kurds, but that seems unlikely. The issue has raised fears of another major front in the multi-sided Syrian conflict. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.